What's up, guys? This is The Universe Just Recognized Herself. My name is Abby. I want to welcome you back for another episode. I am so grateful to have all of you listeners here tuning in from all over the world. If you are new to this podcast, welcome, welcome. This is a space for healing, for love, and I would absolutely divinely love if you shared this podcast with friends and family members who you think might want to tune in to anything that we talk about here. If you're new, go ahead and check out the other episodes. So many transmissions and healing messages that are sure to resonate somewhere in your path. I would love to hear your feedback. It means the world to me when you guys reach out and let me know what it is that you liked about my podcast so that I can incorporate more of those messages into future episodes. So grateful to have you guys listening in. Welcome. So today's episode, I sort of framed a five of my favorite ways to reprogram your mind, things that have really helped me in my ascension journey, in my constant evolution as a human being. These are things that have worked for me. These are my top five things that I love to do that have seriously improved my mind, my spirit, and my connection to spirit, rather, and overall well-being. My whole mind-body-spirit triangle, it has improved every area of my life, and I want to share these things with you, because what is life if you can't share what's so great about it? You know, it's all about sharing. So that's what I'm going to do for you today. Give you my top five ways to reprogram your mind. So amazing. So if you are somebody who is just waking up and starting their spiritual journey, then you are going to want to check out my book, How to Get Here. It is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It is about my spiritual awakening and my healing journey, figuring out things as I move and grow and evolve just like you. And I really feel like it will help you ground in some of the far out concepts that there are and change some of the ways that you think about the world, change the way that you perceive yourself as well. It is with my fullest hope and heart that you fall in love with the book, How to Get Here. It is available in the link in the description in case you want to order, and the audiobook. I know for you, some of you who have listened to this podcast for a long time, you're like, where is this audiobook? I don't want to read it on hand. Guys, I'm working on it, and you will be the first to know when it comes out as an audio version. I will be posting it all over social media. So much love. Please tune in to How to Get Here. So as for my top five ways to reprogram your mind and become a super attractor humanoid, the first one that I'm going to talk about today is frequency. So everything in the universe is frequency, energy, and vibration. Now, I'm going to be repeating that throughout episodes over and over and over again. Frequency, energy, vibration, attraction, friction, all that stuff in science that you learned. That's what the universe is. That literally is what it's made of. And when we tune into certain frequencies, when we're able to tune into those frequencies, we can align ourselves, align everything about our being to those miracles, to those pure and positive, loving frequencies of the universe. And what I often do, and this is like number one for me, there's no particular order as to like hierarchy of what these top five ways are, but frequency is definitely one of my favorite ones because I play miracle tones, solfeggio frequencies when I go to sleep at night. Now, if you're unfamiliar with what those are, they are activating miracle tones, combinations of sounds that help us to activate parts of our brain. So listening to 528 hertz, or 432 hertz, which honestly, now that I think about it, 432 hertz never really satisfied me. 432 hertz just doesn't sit right with my being. So it would be, I mean, me personally, I wouldn't recommend listening to 432 hertz ever. But a lot of the other ones, the Miracle Tones, are sit with me just fine. 528, 963, 639. Now, what I do is I'll go on YouTube, I'll search through, I'll either type in like sacral solfeggio frequencies if I feel like my sacral chakra's off or my root chakra's off. I kind of see what's going on in my life. And I'm like, okay, what do I need right now? What kinds of healing frequencies do I want to listen to in my sleep? Now, if you're not really an energy person, you don't know exactly how to figure out what chakras are imbalanced and what chakras aren't imbalanced, then maybe you just want to go on YouTube and look up miracle tones to sleep to, ambient frequencies. Like, you will find an unlimited amount of videos on YouTube that you can fall asleep to. Binaural beats, they're so powerful, so healing, so meditative, and they really helped me to sleep better. Not only are they helping to work on a subconscious level, these miracle tones, they're quite literally like so healing and so powerful and relaxing. It's really helped me get into a theta state of sleep, a deeper state of sleep, and I'm remembering my dreams more when I consistently am listening to these frequencies when I sleep. So that is why it makes it one of my top five ways to reprogram your mind, because while you might not consciously be completely aware of whatever's going on, your subconscious, if you can imagine your subconscious like this hat, if you can imagine it like this hat where you're constantly always pulling things from, you want to be pulling positive things from that. It's not something to be afraid of, you know. Every journey is perfect the way that it is. And it's not to say that some of my clients, now that I'm coaching, will be like, oh my gosh, I'm afraid of my subconscious because I don't know what kinds of deep, dark things are hidden in there. That's the shadow, and everyone's got one. Or else we would be not here. We would be dead. We're not perfect beings. However, we can put as much light and love vibration into our being as we can so that we're pulling those things out of the hat instead of constantly pulling from the egoic patterns. So speaking to the reprogramming of your mind a little bit, if you're somebody who isn't quite familiar with what reprogramming your mind even is, it's the conscious evolution, the conscious choice to align with a higher state of consciousness. It's the choice to say yes to your higher self and to say no to your lower self or the ego. Now, as we move into this stage where a lot of people are rising in enlightenment, people are seeing what it's like to be spiritual. It's becoming a trend, right? It's becoming a really interesting scene, that's for sure. And all that I can think of in this evolution as we see this stage start to take place is an opportunity for us to really dig into human psychology and really dig into what it is that makes people feel the way they feel, what makes people think the way that they think. And for me, growing up, I had ADHD like nobody's business. And meditation, which is the second top five way that I've been able to reprogram my mind, meditation has really helped me to ground and utilize my ADHD as my strength instead of being all over the place all the time and being constantly distracted. Because when I say my thoughts were, oh my God, rampant, all over the place, uncontrollable, like so insanely not belonging to me, it was torture to be in my own mind for the better half of my life. And always having to retrace my steps because I was forgetting things, and it was so exhausting because I could never stick to anything. I was always continuing new project and never sticking to a thought, even in a conversation. I couldn't hold space for people. I couldn't listen to people. I didn't know how to listen to people because my thoughts were so invasive. So through meditation, I was able to reprogram my mind enough to use ADHD as my strength, because now, as I am a multidimensional being, I feel as though I have the opportunity to utilize my ADHD as a gift, in the sense that I'm not flighty and all over the place. I am able to ground myself, be present with what's going on, but also have the speed of the ADHD to tap into people at different times. And it truly, truly is a gift if you're able to hone in on that energy. If you think of ADHD like energy flying around everywhere that you're constantly trying to grab at the energy, imagine being able to hold on to all of those things and manage that chaos. That is what meditation can do for you if you are able to hone in on that power. Your disability, whatever that might be, is your strength. Your shadow is your strength. Those blocks are your strengths. All of the negative aspects of life, that is what gives you the power to overcome the darkness. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So, one, my top one frequency, listening to Miracle Tones. Two, meditation. So some of you might have blocks around meditating, thinking things like, I don't know how to meditate. It doesn't work for me. Well, that's your first mistake, my friend. That is your first mistake, because there is no right way to meditate. There is no right way to meditate, especially when you're just starting. When you're just starting to meditate, it's all about tuning into yourself. Maybe that's going for a run. Maybe that's cooking. Maybe it is yoga. Maybe it is sitting in easy pose like Buddha, how you see in the statues. It takes a while, just like anything else that you practice. If you're learning an instrument, you can't just pick it up and play right away. Maybe somebody, some miracle child does, but for most people, the first time you do things, it's not going to be perfect. You got, practice makes perfect. You got to commit to yourself. You got to commit to the great beyond, the great mystery, and see what comes out of your commitment to something. See, that's the real problem. Commitment. A lot of people are not bold enough to commit to themselves. They don't believe enough in themselves. Now, if you're committed to overcoming and reprogramming your mind because you're so sick of your ego just taking over your life, then you got to step up for yourself. You got to say, okay, I'm going to show up for myself and I'm going to do these things. I'm going to try these top five ways and see what happens for me. Try for 3 months. 3 months. You never know. You never know until you try it. So my top two so far, frequencies and meditation, however it is that you want to meditate. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about meditation in the next few episodes, so definitely stay tuned in. If you have some questions, I would love to hear from you. I'm also just starting my coaching program, so if that interests you right now, I would definitely, definitely, definitely reach out. You can book me in the on my website. You can book a consultation and we can talk about some of the blocks that you're having right now and how I can help you to see where you can overcome them. So my third of my top five ways to reprogram your mind would be consuming responsibly. Now, this world that we're in right now, it is made of junk, plastic, crap. There's so much negativity out there. So much toxic, inauthentic crap in our food, in our water, online, in TV shows and movies. You have to be the person to choose to listen to stuff that is going to help you, that is going to make you feel good. Consuming responsibly. Consuming food, consuming high vibrational food instead of junk food. Now, something that I was doing for a really long time was eating way too much sugar, eating way too much processed foods. And I didn't even realize how parasitic my body had gotten. It actually wasn't until I started the cleanse that I have been talking about that I even started to feel somewhat okay. I had not felt okay in months, and it was because I was eating cake and chips, and even though I was eating healthy, it was all healthy, organic food, it wasn't nourishing me, and it also wasn't making me feel energized or clean or green or good at all. I didn't feel like myself. And it was because of the things that I was consuming and putting my body. Now, for some of you out there, I don't know what types of media you consume or what kinds of music you listen to. But it's really, really, really smart. It's really wise of you to take notice of the things that you are consuming in your life. If you're listening to music that's all the time, I would say, that's quite aggressive, then you might be manifesting those situations into your life. We are these amazing processing computers that are working off of programs, just like the hat, the subconscious. If you're listening to things that are, like, we are comprised of what we pull out of that hat. So if you're listening to TV shows and movies that are constantly feeding into an old paradigm that you know that no longer serves you, something that serves your ego, then that is going to manifest itself in your life. So 3 is consuming responsibly, 2 meditation, and 1 frequency. The 4th one that we're going to talk about here today is investing in yourself. So meditation, consuming, frequency, and investing. Investing in yourself by cutting out people, places, and things that no longer serve you. Sort of like the consuming, but less about what's out there that you can bring into your life, and more about what you already have into your life that you can let go of. So investing in yourself. Investing in yourself means stopping the old programming and being okay with being alone. Because right now, I see so many people, especially my clients, I see so many people struggling because they don't know how to let go of old friends that ultimately are bringing them down, not helping them along their journey. It's not a selfish decision to do something for yourself that is going to bring the right people into your life. If you're in that position right now where you're hanging out with people that really aren't doing you any good, they're doing things that you don't align with anymore, then it's not helping anyone. It's not helping yourself. It's not helping the collective. For me personally, it was really easy for me to let go of people because I didn't really have a lot of roots with friends. So I can understand how for some of you, if you had long-term friendships and you're getting to that point where you just can't be friends with them anymore, and it's hard because you've been friends with them for so long, I feel for you. I have so much compassion. But you got to be stronger for yourself because you are going to invite your soul family in. Letting go of everything that no longer serves you. Even if it means cutting the cords with toxic family members. Sometimes it is for your highest good, and that is what matters. Your evolution is the whole entire universe's evolution. And you're going to piss people off. If you are evolving, you are gonna piss people off. If you're showing up for yourself, if you're being happy right now, you're gonna piss people off. Because people are stuck in their egos. People want you to be in fear. People want you to align with their... People want for you to be sympathetic for them. You don't need to serve that part of yourself. You don't need to serve that part of them. They are only looking for you to affirm their own shit, their own baggage. The best thing that you can do for anyone is to say, I love you, but I don't know. See ya. Being there for people, asking them how you can help them. Not just like, see ya, you suck. No, obviously if you're a friend to somebody, there are ways to invest in the friendship that isn't investing in their ego. But ultimately, it's time. Right now, it is time to condense yourself in your energy and your power. And that's why I made this episode, because I want to help you reprogram your mind so that you aren't feeding into those old paradigms. So frequency, meditation, consuming, investing in yourself. The fifth one is affirmations. 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 I love affirmations. Why I love affirmations is because it is helping you to confirm, putting positive things into your hat so that you have only positive things to pull from. The daily reminders aren't thoughts of I'm not good enough. It's I am good enough. You're not pulling from those egoic patterns anymore. You're only pulling from the positive affirmations. And it becomes this beautiful process of complete optimism and complete spirit. And you completely eliminate the need for doubt and fear programming. It's amazing. Affirmations are so healing. Now, I use this awesome app called the I Am app that gives you daily reminders, and it's freaking sick. I love it. The I Am app is amazing. I use it as much as I can. It's changed my life. I get the notifications on my phone, and it's beautiful. Whenever I need those reminders that you are good enough, and if you're like, what is an affirmation? I've never heard of an affirmation before. It's up programming. It's reprogramming. It's relearning things that you want to be pulling out of that hat. So things like, I'm driven by my passion and purpose. I move forward in spite of setbacks. I am doing the best that I can. I am grateful for the relationship I have for myself. Every day is a new beginning. Things like that, you know? Those are powerful examples of affirmations. I absolutely love writing them. I love speaking them in the mirror to myself. I love singing them. Any way that I can get affirmations into my daily routine is, it's always going to be a good day. So, so, so powerful. And so easy. So these top five ways, guys, meditation, tapping into source energy, tapping into what you are God. You are a fractal of God. Whether or not you believe in a higher power, whatever it is you believe in, there is this divine orchestration working behind the scenes, working behind your scenes, making your movie flow effortlessly and perfectly, exactly the way that it's supposed to. Consuming responsibly, not choosing junk, opting for a higher and more enlightening media or food or drink or whatever it is that you might be consuming. Investing in yourself by cutting out people and places that are not feeding your highest good and giving into your ego. Affirmations. Saying the awesome things that make you awesome. And frequency. Guys, tapping into the frequencies. It's what we are. We are frequency, energy, and vibration. And sound healing. Sound is what we are. The beginning of the universe was Om. Definitely, if you don't do any of the other things, if you feel like all the other things are too much effort, I would not pass up on listening to frequencies or mantras when you sleep. Because that, you don't even, if you're somebody who's like, I'm lazy, I'm not really going to try these other things, just put on a frequency tune before you go to sleep and just see what happens. Because I promise you that magic will come of it. I promise you. Maybe you're interested in abundance. Interested in making money. Go listen to a money mantra when you go to sleep. See what happens. These tools are here for us. Utilize them. Utilize the tools. The tools of technology. It's amazing. It's amazing. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of The Universe Just Recognized Herself. I hope that you enjoyed every minute of this episode and my top five ways to reprogram your mind. please, please, please share this podcast episode if you loved it, if you loved the information, if you feel like it was really helpful. Share it with a friend, share it online on your social media. I love to see you guys sharing what I create. And again, if you are just waking up, just starting your spiritual journey, my book, How to Get Here, is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I will put the link in the description if you are interested in ordering. It's called How to Get Here, and it is about my spiritual awakening. I know the audiobook, it's coming, I promise. So, so much love for you. And I look forward to seeing you guys every Wednesday at 4:44. That is when the podcast episodes will be posted. So much love. Take care.